The Defector by Eric Saward. The Defector.
Section 3. Mr. Greer's in conference, sir. He's with the controller. I don't know, sir. I think the best thing I can do is to get him to ring you back. No, his secretary isn't in today. Right, sir. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Head of records. He's so offhand.
Yeah. Did you know his youngest son had applied to join the service?
Really?
Yes. And Miller was saying that his application has been referred for further investigation.
Good heavens, why?
Well, apparently the sister of his current girlfriend's a member of the Socialist Workers' Party. You know what the head of recruitment is, that little lot.
Have they established a positive association?
I don't think so.
Then I think he's being unfair.
Oh, yeah, I agree, but you can't tell him that. I mean, he's getting so bad, he's postponed yet again the annual recruitment from Cambridge. Well, apparently too many of the recommended candidates have proved unsuitable after further investigation. I mean, what is the poor chap going to do if he can't allow Oxford to restock the Secret Service?
I'm surprised that he does. It's let him down in the past. Perhaps it's about time we did get a little red brick blood into the system.
You must be joking. The head of recruitment's an out-and-out snob. You know, I'm convinced the reason he despises Greer so much is simply because he went to St. Andrews and then had the audacity to become a section leader.
And it's about time we recruited a new head of recruitment.
I've always liked this office. It has one of the best views in the building.
Aye, it's not bad.
They also keep one of the best malt whiskies I've ever tasted. Don't know why this brand isn't sold here.
The Scots are a canny race. We export the inferior stuff to England, claiming it's the best, and we keep the more select brands for home consumption. Help yourself.
Sure.
We are also a very curious race. By that I mean inquisitive, what the English might call nosy.
What do you mean?
I'm curious as to the purpose of your visit. You've been here 15 minutes and not said a word. That's very worrying, especially as it's not every day of the week my controller pops in to sup my whiskey and covet my view.
You're right. Something is amiss. It's to do with the Meyer defection.
Yes?
When we were interrogating him, how many people did you have researching the accuracy of his utterances?
Oh, I suppose the whole section must have been involved at one time or another. As you recall, he had a great deal to say.
I do indeed. But unfortunately, most of it has been rendered useless. A transcript of his interrogation has been transmitted back to the other side.
By whom?
We don't know. Except that it might be someone in this section.
Oh, come away. How could it be?
The security section has been aware of a leakage of information from one or other of my sections for quite some time.
But why do they think it's from here?
We have a man in East German intelligence. A very reliable man, I might add. He's seen Meyer's file, or at least the photocopy of it.
Well, that proves nothing. The file could as easily have been copied in archives.
It isn't a photocopy of the archives transcript, but the working copy, prior to final typing, assembled in this section. He was quite adamant about that.
It's not possible. There were nearly 1,000 pages to that file.
It makes it all the more terrifying. If someone is organized well enough to be able to copy so many sheets of paper, what else has been transmitted?
Oh, I cannot believe it.
How many people had access to the completed file?
Very few. Myself, my secretary, one or two of my senior people.
Can you supply an exact list?
No.
Why not?
Well, the sheer volume of work made it impossible to keep track of every single page all the time. I had to organize my section into shifts to cope with the huge amount of information being sent down for verification. Some of my people were working 16 hours a day.
All secret documents must be signed for. Without exception. You know that well enough.
If we'd been given more than 10 minutes' notice, we would have been able to organize ourselves a little better. You are aware that the security section knew Meyer was defecting 3 weeks before he set foot in the country.
You know very well we can't advertise a defection.
Oh, that's always the excuse. The security people leave everything until the last minute and then expect us to produce miracles for them. We're a research section. We need time to organize ourselves.
It still doesn't excuse your lack of security.
Then I'm sorry, sir.
You realize there'll have to be an investigation.
I do.
I've appointed John Harvey to lead it. I believe you know him. You'll get to know him better. Have lunch together. You need all the help you can give him.
Oh, blast.
What's the matter?
Do you have a C-316A? That was my last.
Oh, I think so. What are you indenting for?
A new typewriter.
What's the matter with that one?
I suppose you know that most of the other sections have been issued with new typewriters?
No, I didn't.
Well, I have. Now, we're a research section. Our machines get twice the use, yet we're the last to be re-equipped.
Yeah. Here you are.
Oh, sir.
You better indent us some more C-316As while you're about it. Yeah. Now, come in.
Morning, sir. What do you start for this?
What is it?
Don't know, sir. It's from Section 1, Special Priority.
Do you need Mr. Greer's signature?
No, sir. Just a signature.
Right. There you are.
Thanks, sir.
What is it?
I don't know. Good heavens. Listen to this. It is imperative a meeting is arranged with Section Leader Greer as soon as possible. Affirmative reply via Albert Memorial immediately. Scrooge.
When was it picked up?
Just a moment. Here's the info sheet. An hour ago. From the Albert Memorial dead letterbox.
Can I have a look?
Of course.
Well, this isn't the original note, is it?
It's the translation. The original's in German. Here's a photocopy.
I wonder why he sent it to Greer.
I don't know. I suppose I'd better go and see him and find out.
Well, I cannot see why he's writing to me. In fact, I'd go as far as to say I find it most peculiar. We're not an operational section.
Perhaps Scrooge knows you.
Aye, but from where, I wonder? And if he does know me, why doesn't he give some clue as to his identity?
Do you reply?
What do you think?
I think we should.
All right.
You seem doubtful.
Well, it's all a wee bit melodramatic, what with code names and clandestine meetings hinted at. You can almost see the wet cobblestones in old Vienna and hear the zither music in the wind.
I know what you mean, sir.
So, go carefully. It certainly wouldn't be the first time some cocky student had attempted to humiliate the service.
True, but the person who wrote that note knows the code name and site of one of our dead letterboxes. I would think it worth a meeting just to find out where they acquired that information.
Yes, of course.
Shall I get on to the security section?
No, I'll clear it with them so that you can arrange the meeting.
Me? Why?
Just in case it is a hoax. I don't want to be the laughing stock of the department.
Won't security object? They'll say it's work for a trained man.
I thought you were a trained man.
Well, I am, but I haven't been operational for ages.
Then it's about time we allowed you to scrape a little rust from your experience. I'll speak to the controller.
Right, sir, that's what you want.
And involve Peters in this as well. The exercise might take his mind off gossip and intersection intrigues.
How long is it since you were operational?
Ooh. 5 years.
How'd you like to make a dead letter drop?
For Greer?
Yes.
Why not? Yeah, it could be fun.
So? Really? He's being very careful. Okay, thank you very much. That's a lot of help.
What?
Forensic report on Scrooge's letter. All it says is that the note was written on an electric typewriter, as yet made unknown.
Aprons?
No, just smudges. Sure? Yes, sir. Oh, good. Yes. Yes, I've already written a reply.
In German. Yes, I've just had the forensic report on Scrooge's note. No help at all. Right, sir.
That was Greer. We have the official word. We are operational. We've full clearance to play at being postmen.
Just like the old days, eh? Perhaps we should draw sidearms?
And 18 rounds?
Why not?
Come on, let's get this delivered, then we can have some lunch.
Harvey.
Hello, Greer.
When the Contorter suggested we had lunch together, I was rather hoping it would be your club or somewhere else discreet.
I thought this a little more cosy.
Remote would be a better word. It took me nearly an hour to find the place.
Well, I would have chosen somewhere nearer, but I wanted to avoid us being seen by anyone from your section.
You won't be able to keep your investigation secret for long, you know.
I realize that, but I don't want to advertise my presence before it's necessary.
I see. Do you have any idea as to who the infiltrator might be?
Not yet.
So we're all suspects, including me.
I think you're fairly safe.
That's very reassuring.
Look, I realize that we haven't got on very well in the past, but I want you to understand that my investigation will not be an exercise in vindictiveness.
I'm pleased to hear.
I want to cause as little disruption to your section as possible.
I have your word of honor on that.
You do.
The thing is, the English have a terrible arrogance about their honor, especially those of your age and generation. Never seem to accept that the rules you honor and play fair by are entirely of your own making, and that the other side may not agree with them. I think you also forget. I've seen you investigating your own people before. It was not a pretty sight.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Can you not remember when Section 5 had a wee bit of trouble a year or so ago? You arrived there like some latter-day witch-finder general. Within a week, you had spread so much discord and suspicion, lifelong friends were prepared to denounce each other on the slightest pretext. It took months before that section was working smoothly again. Well, you're not doing the same to my people.
Have it your own way, Greer. I would much rather have worked with your cooperation, but if you want it the hard way, that's entirely up to you.
At least this way, I know where I stand.
Do you?
Where have you been?
Forensic. The Squidge's reply.
So long?
Yes, there was a flap on up there. Apparently they're three men short and security section put them on standby.
I dare say we'll learn the reason why soon enough. Is that the reply?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, fine.
Have you read it?
No.
What's it say?
He wants a meeting tonight.
Where?
Jim Burry's in the King's Road.
Well, the restaurant?
Yes. Look, ring Cranbourne, will you? Ask him if he can run a check on the place.
And what are you going to do?
See Greer.
A meeting tonight with section leader Greer is imperative. Book table 6 for 2100 hours this evening at Jim Bowie's restaurant in the King's Road. I will join you for a glass of wine during your meal. Scrooge.
At least he doesn't want you to wear a blue dahlia for recognition.
Oh, man, I tell you, television is turning our livelihood into a farce.
Are you going?
You think I should?
Could be interesting.
Then you go.
But he doesn't want to see me, sir.
You tell Scrooge, should he turn up, that I am a busy man, and that I'm only prepared to meet him when I know what his business is.
Oh, all right. Can I take Peter with me?
Aye, if you wish. But I don't want to see the cost of that meal on your expense sheet, should it turn out to be a hoax.
Have you got anything on that restaurant yet?
Security doesn't know anything. They're going to check with special branch.
How would you like a meal there?
Oh, tonight?
Yes.
Well, isn't Greer going?
No, he thinks it might be a hoax.
And what do you think?
I don't know. But I think it's worth finding out.
All right. I don't mind coming along, if the firm's paying.
Ring the restaurant and book table 6 for about 8:30 this evening.
Right. What if I can't get table 6?
Well, use your initiative.
What time is it?
10:10.
He's not coming, is he? It seems Greer was right.
He's probably waiting for us to get drunk.
I must say, it's bloody good wine. Do you fancy another bottle?
Why not?
Waiter!
How much longer should we wait?
Let's drink the wine first, see how it goes.
Sir?
Another bottle of the same, please.
Oh, very good, sir. I've forgotten how good a restaurant this is.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd told me how expensive it would be. Scrooge doesn't show this meal's on me.
I'm worth every penny.
The last time I arranged to meet someone in the restaurant, I was arrested.
Really?
Police raided the place. There was a brothel upstairs.
Where was that?
Algiers. I liked Algiers. It was a good place.
How long have you been in the service?
I don't know. Years. Sometimes I think too many of them.
Are you thinking of resigning?
Not really. I just get a little bored at times.
You seem to have stayed operational.
Oh, no. I was all right when I was younger. Anyway, things were different then.
What do you mean?
Well, to be operational was to be numbered with the elite. It certainly isn't nowadays. You only have to see some of the boneheads they recruit to realize that. Anyway, intelligence work has changed so much. I mean, all the real gathering of information takes place in research units like ours. I'd much rather be there at the heart of things than sitting out in the cold trying to convince myself I was doing something worthwhile.
I know what you mean.
That's strange. I never thought I'd actually go to enjoy a desk job.
Neither did I.
Your wine, sir.
Oh, thank you. Well, don't bother. I'll pour.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you say when people ask what you do for a living?
Well, it depends. Usually that I'm a clerical officer.
No, I meant the friends, relations, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, much the same. The Official Secrets Act makes it difficult to say anything else.
Absolutely.
May I join you for a drink?
Well, it depends who you are.
My name is Scrooge.
A good name for a man who catches drinks. Sit down.
Thank you.
Your Kronen in and Leiden near Französischen Wein anbieten.
Please speak English.
As you wish.
You are section leader Greer.
No, I'm afraid he couldn't make it.
Why not?
Well, he's shy. You know what the British are like. But he does send his apologies.
You're wasting my time. I'm here at great personal risk.
Mr. Greer, I will see you when we know a little more about you. Relax. You're quite safe. Drink some wine.
It is fortunate that I recognize you from this afternoon.
You were there at the dead letterbox?
Yes.
It's not very professional to watch a pickup, you know.
Why not?
I could have had a team of men with me, all waiting to see who was watching me collect the post. You could have been followed.
Was I?
No. You work on a very small budget in our section. All you saw was what was there, just the two of us.
Do not play games, please.
Then tell us what you want.
All right. I'm here as a representative.
For whom?
I cannot say. But I represent someone very important who wishes to defect.
From the Democratic Republic?
Please do not ask such questions at the moment.
Why should we be interested?
Because of his position. He is a high-ranking intelligence officer with special responsibilities for espionage activities in this country.
Why does he want to defect?
He'll tell you that himself.
So why doesn't he just go ahead? There's nothing stopping him.
Because he must be assured of a friendly reception.
I don't think we send back many East Germans who come over to us. If he can get over the border, he'll be greeted with open arms.
The person I represent will not be coming over the border in the way you mean.
So how does he plan to arrive?
He will be part of an official delegation soon to visit this country.
I see.
And official guests who defect can cause great embarrassment to the host countries. So, you see the need for a firm assurance.
Will he bring any family with him?
No. They're all dead.
And what do you hope to get out of all this?
Don't understand.
What sort of reward do you expect for acting as a go-between?
I also wish to defect.
I see. This person you're representing,
When do we get to know his name?
After you have agreed in principle to accept both him and me.
But we don't know who we're getting.
You will be disappointed.
You might not think so, but I've got to take considerably more than that back to my superiors. I must at least have a name.
I cannot give you a name.
If you expect us to trust you, you've got to give us something in return. After all, if you're so prepared to let him out of the country, he must be fairly safe.
Perhaps, but I'm not.
Why did you approach Section 3 when not operational?
Because my client knows Section Leader Greer. At least he knows of him.
From where?
I don't know.
What the hell do you know?
I am only the go-between.
Is there any other reason why you came to Section 3?
Well?
The position of my client gives him access to very valuable information concerning your section.
What? Oh, for God's sake, you've got to tell us something.
All right. On safe arrival in this country, you will identify and denounce a double agent in your section. Now do you understand the need for secrecy?
Do you believe his story?
I don't know. I don't want to.
I agree that it's always very unpleasant to be told a colleague could be a spy. But on this occasion, I fear he may be right.
Oh?
The section is already being investigated. Apparently, a complete photocopy of the Meyer file has got into the hands of East German intelligence.
That's not possible.
That's what I said, but I'm told it's true.
And they think the file came from this section?
Yes.
So Scrooge is genuine.
I fear so. So we'd better do something about finding out who the defector is.
Right, sir.
I also want to know who Scrooge is as well.
That might be easier. I lifted the wine glass he used at the restaurant. He's at least got a complete set of prints.
Good.
What about you meeting Scrooge, sir?
Tell him I'm agreeable, and as soon as possible.
You know, something that worries me about Scrooge's client...
What's that?
The fact that he hasn't got any living relatives. I mean, they don't usually let that sort of person out, do they?
So, he's trusted.
Yeah, but if he's trusted, he must toe the party line with quite a lot of conviction.
And you don't think that sort of man changes his mind?
Do you?
It's been known.
Now, look at this. An official list of an East German trade delegation coming to London in 2 days' time. Now, most of them we know.
So?
Well, I mean, they're all so bloody hardline, almost petrified. Can you imagine any of these defecting?
I don't know. But we'll check them out. When Scrooge does tell us who his client is, I want to be in the position to be able to ask him a few pertinent questions.
Yeah.
Get the computer boys to produce some likely candidates from that list you've got.
Based on what?
Well, we know the defector is an intelligence officer and that he doesn't have any living relatives. That might be a good place to start.
Right, I'm on my way.
Have you organized Greer's reply to Scrooge?
Oh, that's done. Baker sent it down to the dead letter box.
Hello? No, he isn't here at the moment. Oh, this is John Harvey. Yes, I'll tell him, sir.
And what are you doing in my office?
Oh, waiting for you, actually.
And when you enter another man's office, is it your usual practice to sit in his chair and go through his papers?
Well, the only reason I'm sitting in your chair is because I've just answered your phone and I wasn't going through your papers.
So, who was it?
Sorry?
On the phone.
Ah. Had a record.
Thanks. Now, what can I do for you?
The controller tells me you're handling a go-between for a defector.
Aye.
Do you think that wise?
I didn't have much say in the matter. He came to me.
But considering what has happened since he made contact with your section, would it not be more sensible to hand over further negotiations to the security section?
It's too late. I'm meeting Scrooge this evening.
And what about the double agent in your section?
I thought catching him was your job.
It is, and I shall catch him.
Then there are no problems.
Except that if a double agent hears about Scrooge, he'll arrange to have him dealt with.
Then you'll have to catch him very quickly. Instead of wasting your time causing further risk to Scrooge by having him foiled. You see, the controller tells me things, too.
It was necessary to have Scrooge followed.
No, really? And what if the embassy security noticed your men?
They didn't.
I wish I had your confidence. Because some of your men are about as inconspicuous as a herd of rhinoceros.
Oh, damn it, Greer, you're so bloody rude. It amazes me that a man of your supreme tactlessness has managed to get so far in the service.
I'm canny. I know when to creep.
Obviously, the way you run this section proves that. Do you not understand that if Scrooge's cover is blown, they'll kill him?
I am aware of that. And I would be grateful if you wouldn't talk to me as though I were some sort of mental defective. I am aware of the importance of security.
Are you? What about this marked top secret? You left the room unattended without locking it in your safe.
I don't think anyone would be interested in stealing an empty file. It seems you should have gone through my desk after all.
Perhaps. You are supposed to lock your office when you leave it. Anyone could wander in here.
There's a notice on my door saying you could only enter by appointment.
You think that would stop anyone?
Perhaps not. But as you're the only uninvited person I've found in this room in a very long while, Harvey, I'm thinking that maybe you're the spy.
Oh, what time is it?
6:20.
Oh, it's been a long day.
Why don't you go home?
No, I want to be here when Scrooge's reply arrives.
Sure? Yes? Oh, well, there's not much you can do, is there? Just stick with it. But be discreet. Bye.
That was Baker. Scrooge hasn't shown yet.
It's a bit of a drag.
How's that short list of possible defectors coming along?
I'm still waiting on the computer people.
I'll chase them up first thing tomorrow.
Right.
Sure? I'm afraid he's in conference. Can I take a message? Yes? I see. Are you sure it's him? I'll tell him, sir.
What's the matter?
Scrooge is dead.
How?
Run down by a refueling tanker at London Airport.
What was he doing there?
Well, they're not sure. But they think he was being taken back to East Germany.
What time was he killed?
I don't know.
There's absolutely no doubt the dead man is Scrooge.
None, sir. His prints match with those on the wine glass Shaw brought in.
I see. Where's Greer?
He's gone down to Heathrow to take a look.
The car always did attract him.
Yes, sir. Well, at least we've dispelled any doubts we might have had about there being a double agent in Section 3, and that being so, I would like to recommend that the section be suspended until he's caught.
No, can't be done. I couldn't possibly justify closing down an important section on evidence as flimsy as Scrooge's death. For all we know, he may have given himself away.
So we let things go on as they are?
For the time being.
Hmm.
Well, look so downhearted. With a little luck, the death of Scrooge might only be a minor setback. The thing we must now concentrate on is whether we've lost his client as well.
Sir?
Well, perhaps Scrooge dying at the airport was fortuitous.
Really?
Oh. People may not have had time to interrogate him properly. His client's identity could still be saved.
Oh.
When was the earliest his own side could have picked him up?
About midnight, after his meeting with Shaw and Peters.
The very earliest. And he died at 15:25 this afternoon. The very longest they could have had him was 14 hours. Now, if Scrooge could still run well enough to break away from his escort and get himself under the wheels of a tanker, his own side couldn't have spent the night working on him, otherwise he'd have been a stretcher case.
It's possible he could have cracked as soon as they picked him up, told them everything. Interrogation might not have been necessary.
I realize that. But if there's any chance Scrooge's client is safe, I want to make contact with him. Greer's men are getting a short list together of possible defectors. When it's ready, I want our people in East Germany to have a copy. I want to know what they think. And also their thoughts on the possibility of trying to make contact with the defector themselves.
Right. Are you two away home?
Yes, sir, unless there's something else you wanted.
No, I don't think so. As soon as I've had a word with the controller, I'll be away myself.
How was it at the airport?
Grim and messy. There was a particularly nasty person from the East German embassy demanding Scrooge's body be returned immediately. Although what they think they can learn from 20 pints of pureed man, I fail to see. Anyway, you two will be off.
Right, sir.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I suppose there isn't any doubt that Scrooge's death was an accident.
No, sir. Apparently he was just about to mount the steps to his aircraft when he made a run for it. As he ran round the nose of the plane, he met the tanker head-on. He was in a terrible mess.
Were there any witnesses?
Aye, most of the passengers waiting to board the aeroplane saw it.
What about Scrooge's escort? Did they try to stop him?
One of them was nearly killed doing so.
Good.
Sir?
It's just a theory I have.
Am I allowed the confidence of your thoughts?
I've been speculating on how far the East Germans might have got with Scrooge's interrogation. If they tried to save him, it means they still wanted him alive. Hopefully, that's good news for us.
You think he may not have told them the name of his client?
Precisely. It might be possible to contact him via our own people in East Germany.
Oh, but we have no idea who he is.
Well, that's why I want your people to keep working on a possible short list of defectors.
Right, sir. Though I am of the opinion Scrooge would still be alive if Harvey hadn't ordered the surveillance.
Well, we'll never know that for certain.
I also think Harvey overstepped his brief when he had Scrooge followed.
Well, Scrooge was Harvey's business as well.
Then why didn't he consult me?
Oh, an oversight. Pressure of work. Sure, you know how it happened.
Oh, come away. Harvey's a law unto himself. He does what he likes.
You mustn't forget that your section is under investigation, Greer. Harvey's methods may lack proper procedure at times. He's a very experienced officer. Always has good reason for what he does. It could also be argued that if you were a little cooperative, a little more approachable, he'd be more willing to keep you informed of his activities.
I've seen Harvey at work before. He almost takes a delight in being esoteric. And the amount of disruption he's already caused in my section has to be seen to be believed.
Well, Graham, I know more like what is happening than you do. A section under investigation is never good for morale. But open conflict between two senior officers only adds to the bad feeling created by such an investigation. Harvey has a job to do, whether we like it or not. The sooner you start to cooperate, the sooner this mess will be cleared up. You understand?
Aye.
I'll speak to Harvey in the morning. Remind him that you are section leader, and that you must be kept informed of what's happening.
Thank you, sir.
Now help yourself to another whiskey.
Thank you.
You better let me have a report on your visit to the airport. Just for the file.
Right, sir. Has there been any reaction from the East Germans on the death of Scrooge?
No, not yet. Given what he was up to, I doubt whether the FO will receive more than a strongly worded note denouncing the general decadence of the British people. And tanker drivers in particular.
Computer section. This is Martin Shaw, section 3. That's right. Is our printout ready? Reference number? Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'll hang on.
Morning.
Where have you been? Office hours start at 9:30.
Now, don't bully me. I feel extremely fragile.
Then sit down before something breaks.
Oh.
Yes? What do you mean it's been collected? Who? Who sanctioned that? Harvey? That explains everything. Can you run off another copy for me? Thanks very much. Bye.
Harvey's walked off with our short list of possible defectors.
Am I supposed to care?
A little interest would be appreciated. What happened to you?
Linda's pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Yes, it was confirmed yesterday. So, we went out with her parents to celebrate. Of course, I behaved like an absolute ass. And, I must have drunk a gallon of wine. And to add shame to gluttony, I passed out in the car. I woke up at 3:30 this morning, freezing cold. He just left me where I collapsed.
You look more as though they'd backed the car over you.
Sure. Good morning, sir. Now? I see. It's just that I'm being interviewed by one of Harvey's men in a few minutes. I'll tell him, sir.
Greer wants to see me.
Well, what about your interview?
We are to switch turns. You go in my place.
Oh, that's not fair. Stay behind me, I'll probably get done out of the service as an alcoholic.
Sit down, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to believe it, but this arrived a few minutes ago. I'd like your considered opinion.
In spite of the death of Scrooge, my client still wishes to defect. But because of my friend's death, security must be much tighter. I will deal only with the agent, Martin Shaw. I will meet him at 11:30 this morning at Brook Green Hammersmith W6 to negotiate details of my client's defection. Miser.
What do you think?
I'm amazed.
That the defector has two representatives in England?
Yes, and that the client's still safe.
Do you think the letter is genuine?
He knows too much for it not to be.
I agree. So, how do you feel about meeting this miser?
I don't mind, as long as I can take someone with me.
Take Peters.
What will the controller say?
I'll speak to him. Although I don't think he'll have much choice with you as the named agent. I assume Miser knows what you look like.
Well, I suppose so.
But how? That's what you'll have to find out, laddie.
God, it's cold. I'm frozen. What should he be here at 11:30?
That's what the note said.
Oh, I said it quarter past 12. I always thought the Germans were supposed to be punctual.
Well, Scrooge wasn't.
Park bench meetings are only suitable for fine, sunny days. Are you sure in the right place?
If this is Brook Green, it's the right place.
Perhaps he's missed us.
As there are only a half dozen park benches, not many more blades of grass, and a couple of tennis courts, I think it's highly unlikely. Especially as we happen to be the only two people on the green.
And why doesn't he hurry up?
He's probably terrified.
That's no excuse for keeping us waiting. We've had plenty of time to look around.
I remember I sat outside a cafe in Cairo for 2 days waiting for someone to show up.
At least it was warm.
Unbelievably so. I had to keep drinking cups of Egyptian coffee to keep the cafe proprietor happy. I must have had 50 cups of thick, sweet coffee that day. So the second day, I thought I'd alternate the coffee with bottled mineral water.
What happened?
I missed my contact. With drinking so much water, I spent half a day in the bog.
Actually, I'd settle for a nice, warm bog right now.
Oh, come on, man. Let's go. We've given him enough time.
The car's this way.
Well, I want to call in first.
Why don't you use the car radio?
There isn't one. We're in my own car. I'll phone from the box over there.
I'm sure it's warm. This green's quite attractive.
You like the pub across the way? We can have lunch there. Extension 9-1. Hello? Hello, sir. It's Shaw. No, he didn't show. Okay. We're on our way in.
How did Greer sound?
Not too disappointing.
That's something. Where's this pub? I can't wait to get warm.
The phone's ringing.
That's the wrong number.
Yeah, probably.
Couldn't be Greer, could it?
Well, hardly. But on the other hand... Hello? Yes? Where are you? What? What do you mean, not alone? Where can we meet? Yes, I understand. All right. Yes.
What was all that about?
It was Miser.
Where is he?
He didn't say. Although he must be able to see us to have timed the telephone call.
Why didn't he show himself?
He says we're being followed.
Does he know who they are?
No. Although he said he anticipated something like this.
Could they be our people?
Well, I don't know. But even if they are, would you risk showing yourself after what had happened to Scrooge?
No, I suppose not.
Well, at least it isn't a wasted journey. If we go to the litter bin next to the bench where we were, he said we'll find a letter.
I'll get it.
Right, but keep your eyes open. I'll phone Greer again.
We got it, sir.
Good.
I've taken it to forensic. They'll give you a buzz when it's been opened and checked.
Right. Have you seen the duty officer for your debriefing yet?
I'm on my way there now.
Good man. Oh, you said that you spoke to Miser.
That's right.
Was it a man or a woman?
A man.
Did he speak in English or German?
English. In fact, his English was very good.
But he had an accent.
Oh, yes. Is there something wrong?
The whole setup seems a little too contrived. As though he had no intention of showing himself.
He said the phone thing was just a precaution in case of problems. As it turned out, he was right.
Aye, and I've already had words with the controller about that little problem.
You know who was following us?
I have every reason to believe they were Harvey's men.
Oh, that's stupid. He nearly ruined the whole meeting.
He's getting quite good at that sort of thing. But anyway, you'll be off now for your debriefing. I'll let you know when I hear from the expert.
Has Greer phoned?
Not yet. Where have you been?
Debriefing. Then I went for a chat with the chum in communication.
And?
Did you know it was Harvey's men who followed us?
What? Are you sure?
Yes. He'd ordered a communications link-up between here and his field operator. You'll never guess how many men he had on surveillance. 15.
Good God. I wonder if the men following Scrooge was obvious.
Sure. Who? Ah, yes, put him through. Hello, Mr. Dring. What? Really? Have you had a look? And nothing's missing? I see. No, I wouldn't bother the police at the moment. I'll explain this evening. I'm really most grateful for your consideration. Yes, I'll see you this evening. Yes, goodbye. That was my caretaker.
Hmm?
He's just seen two men coming out of my flat.
Oh, no. Was there much taken?
Not as far as you can see.
That's bloody lucky.
It is, isn't it?
Look, old boy, I don't want to lecture you, but do you think it wise giving your caretaker the section telephone number? Can you imagine what Harvey would say?
I didn't. I gave him the alias switchboard number. As far as he's concerned, I still work in the Department for Parks and Open Spaces. Give me some credit. Sure. Right, sir. Miser's letter is back from the expert.
Here you are. As you see, his name's the defector.
Who is it?
Carl Conrad Schiller.
He'll certainly be a worthy prize.
Isn't he part of the delegation arriving tomorrow?
That's right. Official reception at 10:30. So we've a lot of work to do and very little time to do it in. I want you to arrange another meeting with Miser. Only this time, I will speak to him. And I want the meeting as soon as possible.
Right, sir.
And here's our file on Schiller. Read it, both of you. Then let me have your impressions. But first, get the meeting with Miser arranged.
Come.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Harvey, come in. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
I gather you've been using part of your team for surveillance work.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you tell Greer you were putting his men under surveillance?
Because I knew he'd make a great deal of fuss.
Yes. And as it turned out, he would have been right.
I don't believe Miser saw my men, sir.
Your faith is touching, but the facts say otherwise.
I don't think they do. I think Miser was bluffing. There wasn't any way he could have known we were there.
I hope you're right. Because if you're not, a lot of awkward questions are going to be asked. It doesn't do when the cream of my security section are swatted by what may turn out to be nothing more than a dissatisfied clerical officer.
I realize that, sir.
I think you sometimes forget that I have to account for the activities of this department to our political masters. The death of Scrooge has upset the minister. If we lose Miser as well, I'll be expected to wield the axe. You do understand, Harvey?
Yes, sir.
Go away and vindicate the faith I have in you. Find the spy in Section 3 and keep Miser alive until Schiller is in our hands.
Yes. Well, don't do anything for the moment. No, no, it's nothing to worry about. I just want to have a word here first. Yes. Yes, now I'll call you back in a few minutes. Bye.
Are you all right?
That was Linda.
Is there anything wrong?
Why didn't you tell the police that your flat had been broken into?
Well, nothing's been stolen.
It's a bit casual, isn't it?
Well, not really. You forget we're operational. I certainly don't want the police hanging around my neck asking silly questions.
Linda's just got home from the office. She says that someone has been in the house. And as with you, nothing's been stolen.
Then how can she be so certain?
Because the cat was sitting in the hall waiting for her.
And she let it out on her way to work.
That's right. And there's no way it could have got back into the house unless the front door had been opened. My house has been searched, hasn't it? And so has your flat.
I would think so.
Yeah, but by whom? Not by the opposition.
It's possible. No, I doubt it. They're just messenger boys for Greer. They hardly expect us to be taking home important papers concerning Scrooge or Miser. Or anything else come to that.
Then who the hell was it?
I can only think of one other person.
Harvey, or at least a couple of his men. And he'd probably argue that he was only doing his job.
You know, when I got married, I gave up being a field operator to prevent this sort of thing happening. Now, I don't mind being investigated, but I don't want my wife upset or my house searched.
It's bloody wet. Well, you know as well as I do that Harvey would burn your house down with your wife inside it if he thought it was necessary. What's more, he'd probably get away with it.
Sean? Right, sir. Straight away.
It seems Miser wants to meet you alone, Shaw. I don't quite know how to take it. Seems your poor old section leader is no longer acceptable. Here's the letter.
Thank you.
Miser isn't taking any chances.
All things considered, I don't blame him one little bit.
I'm to walk down Upper Street Islington at 2100 hours this evening. If Miser finds everything to his satisfaction, he'll make contact.
I must confess, I'm a little apprehensive as to how Harvey will respond to the news of an unchaperoned clandestine meeting.
Surely he won't try the surveillance pass again.
I think even he must be sated. Getting force, Harvey has carte blanche when it comes to interfering in other people's business. Should the controller say too much and Harvey's activities prove to be justified, there could be a lot of awkward questions. And being an ambitious man, the one thing the controller doesn't like are awkward questions.
So, nothing will be said about Harvey's blunders.
Not at the moment. But when this affair is finished, I'm very much hoping Harvey will be as well.
Well, I won't shed any tears.
I don't think anyone will. But let's not start celebrating too soon. In fact, I suggest you two be away off home for an hour or so. You've both got a long evening ahead of you.
Me as well.
Aye, lad. I'll need someone to keep me company while waiting for Shaw to return from his jaunt.
Why didn't you make a complaint about your house being searched?
Ah, you heard Greer. Harvey's got carte blanche. Anyway, I probably can't prove the house is searched by his men.
That's what they rely on. Because I bet you a bent pin to a £5 note they didn't have a search warrant.
Bastards.
If it's any consolation, I should think most of the section would have been given the once-over.
Well, what can they hope to find?
The usual stuff. Collapsible Aston Martin in the suitcase under the bed. Shortwave radio in the martini shaker. You know, the sort of thing.
It's not funny.
Well, I suppose not. Just hope that if Harvey's section is ever investigated, you're part of the team who takes his place of pieces. Harvey?
Sir?
Are you off home?
No, sir, just up to the canteen.
If you wouldn't mind postponing your meal for a little while, I've just had a phone call from our forensic department. Apparently they've discovered something.
Did they say what?
No, I'm on my way up there now. Thought you might like to join me.
I don't like speculating. It's not very scientific.
And what do you think you've found?
Well, here's the typographical report on the machines used to write both Scrooge's and Miser's letters.
Do you want us to read it?
No. It's a very long report, and I do have a home to go to, which, incidentally, I would like to see tonight.
Sorry.
The report's main feature is that all Miser's letters were written on the same electric typewriter. You don't seem surprised.
Not particularly.
Do you not find it cumbersome that Miser returned to wherever he did to use the same typewriter?
No. In my experience, I find agents will get almost ridiculous lengths not to leave any clue as to their identity. As you probably well know, an electric typewriter is a faceless machine. It tells you nothing about the operator, not even if it can type properly.
Then what if I tell you that I think the typewriter is in the East German embassy?
So?
Do you know how far the Albert Memorial dead letterbox is from the East German embassy?
Tell me.
6 miles.
That's not very far in a car.
With the traffic as it is, I estimate a round journey of 45 minutes.
What are you trying to say?
That I am very suspicious.
But why?
Because of the very fact that he went backwards and forwards to type his letters. It wasn't necessary. His letters were never more than 3,000 words. He could have typed that in the back of his car.
Perhaps he didn't have a portable typewriter.
Or he was being extra careful.
Wrong. He was not being careful. Because I bet my pension plus 50% more that the comings and goings of the East German embassy staff are recorded.
Yes, I would think that a fairly safe bet.
So therefore he was advertising his activities popping backwards and forwards, and it doesn't make sense. We know from our meeting with him at Brook Green that he's a man who leaves very little to chance.
I'm sure he would have thought it safer to write his letters by hand than run the risk of being questioned by his own security people.
So you think he was going back to his embassy for reasons other than to use his typewriter?
I do. Do you remember the Bujanski affair?
I remember the name, not the incident in detail.
Precisely the same happened with him as is happening here. The same typewriter was used for all communications.
Didn't he turn out to be a double agent?
Right. And the reason he used the same electric machine was not for anonymity, but because he had to go back to his office to receive instructions from his controller. Now, why should Miser need a controller if he's just an innocent go-between?
Well, sir, what do you think?
He's assuming a great deal. And he's a shrewd blighter. And he's so often right.
Yes. Shall I scrap the meeting with Miser?
Oh, no. That goes ahead.
Well, what's the point? If you think it's a setup.
Because whatever else happens, we'll get Filler. He's a very useful prize. We'll be able to sweat a great deal out of him before his own side realize we haven't fallen for him.
Right.
Are you using any surveillance on shore this evening?
No. The meeting place is too vague. I'd need dozens of men to cover it properly.
Who's going with him?
No one. Miser's note was quite specific about that. You'll only meet him alone.
Hmm. Smells a little, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose it does a bit.
Well, we must have some record of that meeting. And that doesn't mean I want a repeat of this morning's fiasco.
No, sir.
And don't forget to keep Greer informed this time. Better still, involve him if possible.
A radio mic? Aye, Harvey has decided he wants a recording of your conversation with Miser. And to make sure everything goes smoothly, the controller suggests I ride in the communication van.
What's the point of a recording? Harvey doesn't speak German.
He assures me he's a fast learner. He still has an hour, but alternatively, you could always coax Miser to speak English.
All right, if that's what he wants. How big is this radio mic?
Oh, I'm told it's minute. In fact, small enough to conceal in your navel.
Oh, very useful. What sort of range does it have?
2 miles.
And where will the receiver be?
In the communications van.
Parked where?
A discreet distance away.
That's very reassuring. What do you call a discreet distance?
As far away as the listening device will allow and you want us to be.
Good.
You seem nervous.
I am a bit.
You will be all right. We'll be nearby if you need any help.
That's what's making me nervous.
What time is it?
Nearly 10.
Where is Miser?
He's probably being careful. Checking everything very thoroughly.
But for nearly an hour.
We have Harvey to thank for that.
Aye, we do. Cigarette?
Thank you.
Whoever considered surveillance work as being on active service must have led a very lethargic existence. I see more action cleaning my teeth.
How much longer have I got to walk up and down out here?
Until I say you can come in.
He can't hear you, sir.
I'm aware of that.
Freezing cold.
Why is his voice so muffled?
He's wearing the radio mic on the lapel of his jacket.
Why?
In case it's necessary for him to take his overcoat off.
Won't it seem rather strange, should the meeting take place in a doorway, that Shaw removes his overcoat on such a cold night? Might it not make Miser suspicious?
Unbuttoning his coat's all that's necessary, sir.
Even so, a chilly experience. The man sounds as though he's suffered enough already.
Now, what happens if they go into a building? Will that affect reception?
Shouldn't. Unless the building's got a lot of steel in it. As most of the buildings around here are Victorian, that's unlikely.
Thank God for the Victorians. Without them, would modern espionage be possible? Why are you running the tape recorder?
Sir?
The tape recorder, man. Why is it switched on?
I was told to record everything.
Including what was being said in this van?
No, sir. It's only recording what's being received over the radio mic.
Did Harvey tell you to do that?
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, he's going to find the last hour of tape rather fascinating. The odd moan about the cold, the occasional expletive that even a drunken sailor would rather have deleted.
Mind you, the coughing fit Shaw had might prove of some medical interest.
I'm obeying orders, sir.
Aren't we all, laddie?
Position check. I'm just passing the King's Head. My God, doesn't it look inviting?
Keep your mind on your work, lad.
Sorry?
Shaw's talking to someone, sir.
The time? Oh, surely.
Can you turn the volume up?
It's just turned 10. Yes, it is a nice watch, isn't it? Very cheap, too. Perhaps you could afford one if you weren't so miserly. How do you do? I'm Martin Shaw.
So he's Shaun. Thank God for that.
Where would you like to talk? Okay. I must say I'll be glad to get in out of the cold. You did keep me waiting quite a while. This one?
God damn it! They would have to get into a car. Driver, King's Head, and make sure Miser doesn't...
How much further?
What's that crackling noise?
Distributor of Miser's cars affecting the radio, Mike.
It won't get worse with it.
It's a damn shame Miser had to use a car.
Aye. We must stand out like a sore thumb following in this thing.
Can we come all this way just to park here?
Stopping, sir.
I hear. Take the next turning on the left and stop.
Sir?
What's happened?
I don't know.
Where do they park?
On the railway bridge.
Oh, no.
But what does it mean?
What happens to an ordinary car radio when you pass under a bridge?
Oh, God damn it!
The only contingency we didn't plan for.
Let him in.
How did it go?
It didn't.
It didn't get a bloody thing once you were parked. Just static.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Do you think Miser saw us?
Well, if he did, he didn't say anything.
Did he comment on why he parked where he did?
Not really. Only that he wanted a quiet road.
He couldn't have seen the microphone, could he?
No. I even kept my overcoat buttoned until we'd stopped as an extra precaution.
Harvey's not going to believe this. Of all the places in London Miser could have chosen to stop, he has to choose under a railway bridge. Right. Back to the office. As we go, perhaps you might like to reminisce about your recent meeting with Miser. It would be nice to get something on tape.
The plan for Schiller's detection is very straightforward. He'll leave the hotel where he's staying at exactly 1200 hours tomorrow.
Which hotel?
The Marlborough in Park Lane. Schiller will take a taxi to Tottenham Court Road. There, he will wait for 10 minutes before taking another taxi to Camden Lock, where he will walk along the canal to Gloucester Avenue.
What is all this taxi taking in aid of?
Well, so that we can check he's not being followed. Anyway, when he emerges into Gloucester Avenue, we are to have a taxi driven by one of our men waiting for him.
I see.
Is there a recognition code?
Yes. I hope I've got it fixed properly. Schiller will say, take me to Buckingham Palace. I'm told the Queen's collection is very good. The driver will reply that the art is better at the National Gallery.
You must agree there is a certain poetry about a recognition code.
Once Schiller is in the taxi and on the way to a safe house, I'm to go and collect Miser.
That all sounds straightforward enough. Is Miser certain Schiller will be unfettered enough to leave the hotel as easily as he thinks?
Well, Schiller's a pretty important person. I wouldn't think he's fairly free.
Let's hope you're right. What happens if Schiller is being followed?
Oh, we deal with that at the canal.
Muggers assault East German diplomats on sightseeing tour drama.
Something like that.
We'll leave the rough stuff to the special branch. They'll enjoy that.
Okay. I'll be glad to get in out of the cold. You did keep me waiting quite a while. This one?
Good God. That's all we've got of Miser.
Aye.
Why are their voices so muffled?
Shaw was wearing the radio mic under his overcoat. It was your radio operator's idea.
I see.
Now, the small tape you have there is Shaw's debriefing.
Is everything arranged for Schiller's defection tomorrow?
Aye, from Miser's point of view. Although I'm not too sure how well organized you are.
I will be ready. How will Miser defect?
Now, once Schiller is safe, Shaw will collect him from a prearranged meeting place.
Will he? Yes. We still don't know what Miser looks like, do we? In fact, we don't know anything about him.
Shaw is with the photo fit people now, trying to put a picture of him together.
For what that's worth.
You think there's something wrong?
Oh, yes. Miser is far too elusive for an honest defector.
Oh, he's just nervous. Especially after what happened to Scrooge.
He's not that nervous. Look at Miser's letters again.
What am I supposed to be looking for?
According to the expert, they were all written on the same machine.
So?
It means that each time Miser wrote a reply to one of your communications, he returned, probably to his office, to do so. That is not the action of a nervous man, especially if that typewriter happens to be in the East German embassy.
And what are you choosing to deduce from that?
We believe the reason Miser returned to his office was to receive instructions from his controller on what to put in the reply.
Oh, come away, man. Next, you'll be reading intrigue into the recipes on the backs of porridge boxes.
The controller agrees with this. They're both of the opinion that Miser is probably a go-between to plant Schiller on us.
Why should the East Germans want to do that?
Have you any idea how much confusion a man like Schiller could create if we accepted him as a friendly defector?
But how can you be certain he really doesn't want to defect?
Have you read his file?
I have.
Well? With his sort of background in history, do you not find him an unlikely candidate?
Oh, I know what you mean, but the prize boy of today can easily be the potential psychiatric patient of tomorrow.
Oh, come on, man. Schiller has survived so many purges, he's almost indestructible. I can't believe that he's the original defector.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. Nothing has changed, except our attitude towards him. Schiller's defection will take place as planned. He'll be very useful to us.
Won't he be disappointed when he asks for a suite in the Dorchester and gets you in an interrogation room with a rubber hose? And what will you do about the person he denounces as the double agent in my section?
I'm not sure yet.
You're going to have to take him out of circulation. It's one of the things the other side will be checking, to see if Schiller has been accepted.
I realize that.
It could all prove rather embarrassing.
I know. Especially if Schiller denounces you.
Are you sure that's what he looks like?
As far as I can remember.
That's not what I expected.
What were you expecting?
I don't know, really. It just looks a bit, a bit odd. Not at all German.
I see. Well, you've got to remember that I didn't get that much of a look at him.
You were with him for nearly an hour.
Well, it was very dark. And he spent most of the time staring through the windscreen. I really didn't see him all that well.
What'll they do with this photo fit picture of Miser?
Well, I don't know. I'll have the man himself very soon.
Oh, God, I'm tired.
Come on, let's go. We've got a long day tomorrow.
Right, gentlemen. First, I'd like to introduce Detective Inspector Martin, a special branch. He's our liaison officer and also officer in charge of the tow park team. Right. Now, you should all have been given a photograph of Schiller. As you'll see, he's been given the code name of Bulldog. You should also have a plan of the route he's taking. Now, surveillance teams, I do not want a repeat of the Brook Green incident. Bulldog's an experienced intelligence officer who'll spot any slip-ups a mile off. I don't want him running for cover because of a mistake on your part. Understood? In the event that Bulldog is being followed by the time he reaches Camden Lock, the team on the towpath must act most judiciously. All that will be necessary are delaying tactics. I do not want a brawl.
What if they put up a fight, sir?
Then they're to be restrained in the most tactful way possible until Bulldog is clear. Once he's in the taxi, he'll be brought directly to the safe house in Askew Road, the surveillance cars acting as escort.
What if the other side tries to snatch him back?
Well, then the nearest operators will go to his aid. But involve the police as soon as you can. And no excessive rough stuff. I can't stress that enough. I do not want an incident. Once Bulldog is in our taxi, Shaw will collect Miser and bring him to the safe house. Mr. Greer and I will be at Askew Road with a communications team. Any questions?
Sir, what happens if Bulldog deviates from the schedule set out here?
You remain on station. The project isn't aborted unless Schiller returns to his hotel. No more questions? Right, gentlemen.
Best of luck. See you all at Askew Road.
All right.
I think so. Although I don't know why they gave me the job of driving the taxi.
Because you're the best man. Don't worry, you'll have 6 surveillance cars in attendance when you bring Sheila in. You'll be safe enough.
Oh, I hope so. Where are you picking up Myra?
Baker Street.
I must admit, I'll be glad when this lot's over. I don't think my nerves are up to it anymore.
It'll be a piece of cake.
I know. The worst I can get is a puncture.
That's right.
Or a bullet in the back of the head. See you later.
Take care.
Sorry I'm late.
So is Bulldog. He's still hiding in his hotel.
Oh. I hope nothing's gone wrong.
Perhaps he likes to tease. If nothing else comes out of this affair, we've at least scotched, and I use that word advisedly, the fallacy that the Germans are a punctual people.
Thank you, Clear.
Car 1 to control, over.
Ah.
Control to car 1, over.
Bulldog has just left the hotel and is boarding a taxi, over.
Control, listening.
At last.
Car 1 to control. Taxi registration number is Tango Hotel Kilo 964 November. Taxi now pulling away and traveling towards my car roundabout, over.
How long will you hold, Schiller, here?
Until this evening. Then we move into control Birmingham. Control to car 1. Stand by. Control to car 2. Control to car 2. Over.
Car 2 to control. Car 2 to control. Over.
Registration number of taxi carrying Bulldog is Tango Hotel Kilo 964 November. Over.
Car 2 to control, lies here. Over.
Control, listening.
I cannot for the life of me understand why you're not using an open channel. It would save having to repeat everything.
If these Germans are trying to monitor our radio calls, they'll find it considerably more difficult with each vehicle receiving and transmitting on a different wavelength.
If your theory about Schiller is correct, they won't need to try and monitor us. They already know where he's going.
They only know his route until Gloucester Avenue, and they certainly don't know where the safe house is. Car 1. Report, please. Over.
Car 1 to control. All quiet on the eastern front. If Bulldog has a tail, he can start from here. Over.
Control, listening. Control to car 2. Report position, please. Over.
Car 2 to control. Approaching Marble Arch roundabout. I rather fear the taxi will get out on street. There's no private vehicle. Do you wish me to follow? Over.
Sir? No. Car 3. Can pick him up at Tottenham Court Road. Control to car 2. Break off surveillance.
Car 2 to control. Roger. Enter.
When you've told car 3 what's happening, let the taxi and towpath know ETA of Bulldog.
Right, sir.
Would you like some
control
coffee?
Control to car 3.
You're offering to make it?
Control to car 3.
I make very good coffee,
over.
Too.
Towpath control, over.
Control, over.
Bulldog has just passed. There's not a sign of a tail, over.
Control, listening. Control to taxi, over.
Taxi, over.
ETA Bulldog, 1 minute, over.
Roger.
Well, we've nearly got him.
Should you not tell Shaw to go and pick Miser up?
Once Schiller's in the taxi.
You think he might have had a change of heart at this late stage?
No, I just want him in the taxi first.
Taxi to control, over.
Control, over.
I can see Bulldog, over.
Roger, control, listening.
Just a few more seconds.
You are for hire? Yes, sir. Let me do it quick, sir. Sorry?
What the hell?
Are you sure you're looking for to go to an art gallery?
Yeah, I come from hundreds of art galleries, but not thrift clubs. You take me to a thrift club.
What's going on? Schiller's in the cab.
Tell him to drive off and cruise. Control to taxi, drive off and cruise. Stand by for further instructions. Over.
Roger.
Why the hell didn't he give the recognition code?
You'll be able to ask him yourself in about half an hour's time.
Get onto the surveillance cars and tell them to keep their eyes peeled.
Right, sir.
Do you not think this may be Schiller's idea of a joke?
If it is, it's a bloody stupid one.
Well, didn't I read in his file that he fancies himself as a bit of a practical...
Well, this is no time to start asking about.
This is not a very good beginning, is it?
No.
We are sitting here in a state of confusion and he hasn't even arrived. What sort of effect is he going to have when he's actually in the room?
I'm beginning to wonder who is going to sweat what out of whom.
Get Peters to confirm positive ID of Schiller.
Control to taxi, over.
Taxi, over.
Please confirm positive ID of Bulldog, over.
What do you mean? As far as I can tell, it looks like him. Over.
Tell him to try the recognition code again.
Control to taxi, please try Bulldog with recognition code, over.
Dear, are you sure you wouldn't prefer to go to Buckingham Palace? There's a very good art gallery on there.
Brick Club.
What about the National Gallery?
Only Brick Club.
Right. Tell Peters to bring him in.
Control to taxi, bring Bulldog in. Over.
Roger.
Shouldn't you ring the controller?
I don't know. If I ring and it's only Schiller laughing about, I'll look bloody stupid, won't I? Must be Schiller.
It's one hell of a coincidence if it isn't.
Get on shore. Tell him to collect Miter. Perhaps he might be able to explain Schiller's behavior.
Control to taxi. Report ETA. Over.
ETA, 1 minute. Look, Bulldog taxi very strangely. He keeps banging on the partition and shouting. Over.
Tell him to keep coming.
Shouldn't we get a few heavies together, just in case he needs subduing?
Yes, that might not be a bad idea.
Control to taxi. Keep coming. A reception committee will be waiting. Over.
Thanks a lot. Over.
Control listening.
Ashby, this is Harvey. The taxi will be here in a moment. I want you and a small reception committee to greet it. Schiller's playing out a bit. Yes. If there's any trouble, grab him, bring him into the house. But be careful, I don't want him damaged.
Are you not going down to join in the fun?
I shall watch from up here, thank you.
Taxi to control. Taxi to control, over.
Go ahead, taxi, over.
I'm just turning to Askew Road. I hope you're ready, over.
We're standing by, over.
Bloody fool. Announcing the name of the road like that, it's as good as sending the crats an invitation.
The lad's under great pressure. He was expecting an easy ride.
Oh, no excuse.
Anyway, here he comes. 125, not bad going. My God, he's right. Look at Schiller bouncing up and down in the back.
Oh, no. The fool's come past the house. Out of the way.
It's all right. He stopped.
Ashby! Get to that taxi and quick! Bloody idiot! He'll pay for this in the interrogation room. What is he up to?
At least your men have got him.
Why don't they shut him out?
I don't believe it. Schiller floored one of your men. He's making mincemeat out of them. So much for our training in self-defense. I think our message could definitely be reduced.
I want every man into the street. Get Schiller into the house any way you can. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
You must admit, it's a bit of a shambles, and not the sort of thing you'd expect from an experienced officer.
How the hell was I supposed to know Schiller would behave like this? For God's sake, can't you shut him up?
I think you've left it a little late. Someone phoned the police.
What the hell are they doing here? What's gone wrong?
Well, there's no explanation, sir. What do you mean?
I don't know what went wrong. He was Schiller, and we had the right man. He did everything as planned until he got to our taxi.
You know, I've had the Home Office, the Commissioner of Police, the F.O., even the Ministry of Defense burning up my telephone line. Schiller is shouting kidnap. The East Germans are doing the same. They want explanations, reasons for what's happened. And so do I. Why did you continue to bring Schiller in once he'd started to protest?
I saw no reason not to. Why should I have given in just because he'd got cold feet?
Idiot. You've played right into their hands. This is the record of the 999 call that brought the police to Askew Road. What time did the taxi carrying Schiller arrive?
1:25. Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Harvey. That call was made 3 minutes before the taxi even turned into the road. The East Germans knew your every move. Schiller never had any intention of defecting. You were totally and completely set up.
Why? What's the point, for God's sake? Why go to all that trouble?
I would suggest you try and find out.
Nothing at all.
You sure? Right, well, give me a call if you hear anything. Oh, excuse me, sir.
What is it, lad?
Shaw's missing.
What?
I've just found Askew Road. He hasn't turned up.
Hasn't he?
No. Get onto the car, Paul. Find out which car he took.
Right.
Get me Commander Armstrong, special branch. It's very urgent.
Can you find out which car Martin Shaw took?
Get the registration number of the car as well.
Thank you. And the number two, please.
Greer? Thank you. Hello. Yeah. Jock. Alec.
Well,
look, can you do me a favour? One of my men has gone missing. Yes, he was operational, and I'm a bit concerned something might have happened to him. Do you think you could get on to traffic division and ask them to keep an eye open for a... just a moment, Jock. Do you have the details of Shaw's car?
Yes, no, sir.
Hello, Jock. It's a red Renault 12 Estate. Registration number Juliet Kilo November 405 November. The driver is Martin Shaw. He was supposed to be picking someone up in Baker Street and taking them to Shepherd's Bush. I'm very grateful, Jock. I'll hear from you soon.
You don't think something's happened to him, do you, sir?
After the Askew Road shambles, I'm not prepared to say anything.
Come in.
May I have a word?
Of course. Come in.
I've just come from records. And to tell you the truth, I am rather annoyed.
What's the matter?
I spent the whole morning trying to match this photo-fit picture of Miser to that of a photograph of a member of the East German Embassy. I realise these photo-fits are very much a hit-and-miss affair. But there's nobody there who even vaguely resembles it.
I see.
Well, why wasn't your man shown the East German's mug book in the first place?
The photo-fit wasn't put together until late last night. Records were closed. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get him to come up to records right away, see if he can recognize anyone.
I wish that had been suggested this morning. It might have saved me a great deal of time.
Yes. But I'm afraid I had other things on my mind.
Yes, so I heard. Bit of a shambles, wasn't it?
Bastard. Hello. Can I speak to Martin Shaw? He's one. Since when? I see. Is that Peters? Well, keep me informed, will you? Thank you.
Greer? Oh, hello, Jock. Where? Baker Street. Was there any sign of him? Then what the hell is going on? Okay, Jock, I'm grateful. Where the hell is he? Hello, Peters. Can you get on to Shaw's home? See if he's there. What? Aye, they found the car in Baker Street.
Yes.
You're certain? What? A suitcase. Did he say where he was going? I see. Okay, well, I'm very grateful for your help, Mr. Dreen. Thank you. Goodbye. Was that him? No, sir, he isn't there. That was his caretaker. Did he have anything useful to see? I know that Shaw was carrying a suitcase when he left this morning. Did he say where he was going? Abroad on business. He's not due for any leave, is he? No, sir. Oh, dear. You're not thinking what I'm thinking, are you?
That Shaw's bolted.
Aye. The abandoned car, no Miser, the shambles with Shearer. He organized the whole thing. And we just blindly followed.
I can't believe he's a double agent.
The best thing to do is find him and ask him. Now, what else did his caretaker say?
That Shaw took his car this morning. Now, if he did, he certainly didn't bring it here. He parked in the bay next to mine. There wasn't there this morning.
He definitely got in before you this morning.
Yes.
Then he must have switched to his own car when he dumped the Renault. Get onto the garage and see if they've got his registration number.
All right, sir.
Hello. This is Peters, Section 3. Do you have a registration number of Martin Shaw's car, please? His bay number is 67. Thank you.
Just checking, sir.
Good. Can you get me Commander Armstrong, Special Branch? If Shaw has bolted, where is the most likely place he'd go?
East Germany.
Right. Now, let's hope he used his own name when he booked a flight. There may still be a chance he hasn't left yet.
I'll check.
Yes?
Yes.
Right, got it. And the car definitely hasn't been in today. Fine. Many thanks.
Shaw's registration number, sir.
What make of car is it?
It's a blue Mini Clubman GT.
Right. Now, check on those passenger lists. Greer? Look, Jock, can you put out a special alert for me?
Hello. I'm checking.
It's for a car.
From Heathrow to East Germany.
Good God, I know you're not the traffic division, but you can get things moving much quicker than I can, and time is at a premium. Oh, don't worry, I'll take full responsibility, and I'll get the controller to endorse my request as soon as possible. You're a real pal.
Yes.
The car I want is a blue Mini Clubman GT. Registration number MNO967P. The driver is to be detained at all costs. Oh, invent a charge if necessary. Isn't that what you usually do?
Yes, I see. Just the two. Now, when was the last one? I see. Thanks.
Well, they'll call back on the passenger list for what good that'll do. The last flight of the day for East Germany left at 12:55. That doesn't surprise me one little bit. While we were struggling with Schiller, our little spy was flying away to safety. Hello, Harvey. Do you think I could have a word with you?
So Schiller's mock defection was a setup to allow Shaw to get away unnoticed.
So it seems.
But why? Shaw could have slipped out of the country unnoticed at any time. He didn't need the Schiller far.
I've already given that some thought. I must say I take my hat off to the man. He's a dedicated professional.
Obviously.
Think about it. Shaw felt he couldn't leave until he'd tied up all the loose ends.
Really?
I reckon the East Germans still don't know the name of Scrooge's real client. But knowing they had a potential defector on their hands, they had to do something to discredit him. That's why Miser was invented.
But how have they discredited him?
Well, can you imagine the attitude of the Secret Service, the government, the controller, to anyone now wanting to defect from East Germany?
Yes.
Anyone coming here would come under such scrutiny that anything he might have to tell us would be out of date before we accepted it as true. And that includes Scrooge's client. We couldn't risk the humiliation.
Does the controller know any of this, dear?
I haven't told him.
Oh, God. He's going to be angry. Harvey. Oh, just a moment. It's for you. It's Peters.
Yes, lad. Yes. Well, that was quick. Where? M4. That doesn't surprise me. You can advise the traffic division that they'll find his car at London Airport. Aye. And the passenger lists? Dresden. Okay. Shaw's car was stopped for speeding on the M4 at 12:10 this afternoon.
Have they got him?
If you mean the police, no. If you mean the East Germans, yes. He caught the 12:55 flight to Dresden.
So that's it?
So it seems. How far had you got in investigating Shaw?
Can you believe it? I'd actually cleared him.
I have the feeling the controller will want to know how you managed to overlook the fact that he was an officer in the HVA, if not the KGB.
I wonder how much he passed on.
I would think a great deal. He was a very good researcher, and he had access to highly secret information.
Oh, my God.
Tell me, did you actually have any suspects?
As a matter of fact, I did. You.
Thanks a lot. I'll enjoy listening to your bones crack under the wheels of the inquiry this mess is likely to invoke.
Well, I had evidence. In fact, another piece drifted onto my desk only a few minutes ago.
And what was that?
It's about your brother. The fact he's been a member of the Communist Party.
To put it politely, my brother is a lonely man. In his search for friendship, he tends to be drawn towards minority groups.
Well, you should have reported it.
I wouldn't let that worry your head at the moment. I think you've got bigger problems to concern yourself with. It might be for me. Hello, Greer? Yes, he's here, sir. I'll put him on. It's for you.
Who is it?
The controller.
In The Defector by Eric Saywood, Shaw was played by John Rowe and Peters by Nigel Lambert. Greer, John Sampson. Harvey, Hayden Jones. The controller, William Eagle. The radio operator, Terry Malloy. The forensic expert, Stephen Hancock. And the operational agent, Peter Brooks. The play was directed in our Birmingham studios by Roger Pine.